Now, employee monitoring creates some effects. For instance, employee absenteeism is on the rise, almost doubling in 2004 to 21%. The lesson here might be that more employees are missing work to take care of personal business, like, for instance, buying shares or taking business of taxes, tax returns, or banking, whatever it is. Perhaps losing a few minutes here or there, or even a couple of hours, is cheaper than losing entire days. This is simply because there are laws preventing the employers to use the computer to do electronic business, private business. And if they have to do it on that day, if they don't do it, they are going to lose a lot of money. Then some of the employers decide to stay at home to take care of the business, and they can give other reasons, whatever reasons. So in this case, it's probably better to allow them to use the internet services at the workplaces, so that at least they will come home, they will come to work anyway. Studies indicate that electronic monitoring results in lower job satisfaction, in part because people begin to believe that quantity of their work is more important than quality. So they do it much quantity-wise, but the quality is very poor. Electronic monitoring is also inducing what psychologists call psychological reactance, the tendency to rebel against constraints. If you tell your employees they cannot stop, they cannot use corporate networks for personal businesses, and they cannot make personal phone calls, then their desire to do all these things will likely increase. The forbidden fruit is very attractive.